Strandhill is in the same municipal district as Town. So because Strandhill is in with Town, I do think there's an unfair bias against it. And I've seen it come up a couple of times. For example, most recently, the small budget given out in one-off seasonal funds for Christmas. Rosses Point Development Association got $3,250. Ballisadare got $3,000 towards this, which is fantastic. But Strandhill didn't get anything. It wasn't eligible to get anything because $20,000 had gone towards the ice rink in Town. So because we have Christmas spending in Town, then Strandhill wasn't eligible to apply for the Christmas funds that Rosses Point and Ballisadare received. They're all similar enough distance from Town as Strandhill. They can easily access the rink in Town just as easily. But because Strandhill happens to be in the municipal district of the Sligo Town, they say the budget's spent, which isn't fair on Strandhill, quite clearly.
This was disputed, councillor, by council staff and other members of Sligo County Council as well. Do you accept the comments that were made by those parties today?
I suppose there was a bit of a bit of discussion there about the parameters of how these budgets are put together, and I suppose I'd like to just discuss that a little bit in terms of the roads. They have a roads maintenance budget there, and the district of Sligo, again Sligo Strandhill, gets 90,000, whereas your Ballymote Tubbercurry has 669,000. Now look, I appreciate there's a lot of roads out there and there's a lot of bad roads that need maintenance out in rural Sligo, but the parameters are solely done on kilometres of roads, which obviously there's not as much in this district, but we have a much higher volume of road users and pedestrians as well, and that doesn't seem to be taken into account. And again, smaller villages can tap into the larger fund of Ballymote Tubbercurry, but Strandhill again doesn't have that option because it happens to be in the Town municipal district.